Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The last line of today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In this letter, the author says this because he's pointing to the great example of men and women of faith in the past. And he's saying, just as Jesus Christ was with them, strengthened them in their trials and sufferings, and led them to victory, he's the same with you. He will always be the same. It's a very important principle to cling to. Jesus, who has been revealed in this week's liturgy as someone of great authority, great power, great goodness, is like that for us now. It's important for us to cling to this because this faith principle gives us something solid to rest on when we are not the same as we were yesterday. We're the ones who change. And typically, we change in this way. When things go well for us, we think that God is good. And when things go badly, then we think God is not so good. We think Jesus Christ is not the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes according to how we happen to feel, which is, of course, not true. It's not the perspective of faith. A little bit earlier in this passage from Hebrews, it says that we may say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" It's a quotation from Psalm 27, a little bit different translation than we have here in the responsorial psalm, but the basic idea is the same. The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom shall I be afraid? What can anyone do to me? It's a statement of confidence. What do I have to be afraid of if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, when faith weakens, we say, well, the Lord doesn't seem to be helping me, and there are a lot of things I'm afraid of, and what can anyone do to me? Well, they can do a lot of bad things. Look at what happened to John the Baptist. He was a good man, much better than we are. He was innocent. He suffered persecution, imprisonment, and finally beheading at the hands of a weak king, King Herod. What can anyone do to me? Well, they can have our heads cut off. They can have us thrown into prison. Look at the example of today's martyr, the famous martyr of the third century, Saint Agatha. What can anyone do to me? Well, look what happened to Saint Agatha. She's a young woman. We would call her a girl or a teenager. She's arrested. She's subjected to terrible tortures. Nowadays, we would say sexual abuse victim. And finally killed. An innocent young woman tortured and killed. It's frightening to us. The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? This quotation from Psalm 27 is given to us to apply to these very moments. We celebrate John the Baptist. We celebrate Saint Agatha. We rejoice in their victory. We look at them as heroes, as examples of persevering faith. We don't look at them and say, oh, the Lord wasn't good to them. The Lord didn't help them. We say, oh, the Lord helped them. The Lord gave them strength to persevere in the difficult times, and they emerged victorious. Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, was with them and helped them, and he's the same one who's with us and who helps us. Sure, without faith, you look at John the Baptist and you say, well, he's in prison, and the Lord did not rescue him from prison. He didn't get him out of prison. He could have. There are lots of stories of people being rescued from prisons. Look what happened to the apostles in the Acts of the Apostles, or Peter. He was in prison, maximum security, chained. An angel comes, the chains fall off, the door is open, Peter walks out a free man. It happens. It didn't happen to John the Baptist. He was beheaded. But Jesus Christ is the same. And see, this is why I bring up these contrasts, because it looks to us like God was good to Peter and he was not good to John the Baptist. That's how it looks to us. That's why we need faith, to be able to see beyond the appearances. He was just as good to Peter as he was to John the Baptist, because he's the same yesterday and today and forever. He's always good. He's always working for us. He's always our life's refuge. He's always our light and our salvation. We are the ones who think that sometimes he's not, because of our sufferings or the weakness of our faith. So this passage, these passages, and these examples of the martyrs are supposed to strengthen our faith. Have strong faith. Strengthen it now, because a time will come when it will be put to the test. It happens to everyone. And we're not all going to face martyrdom, I hope. But we are put to the test. Our faith is put to the test. And if it's not strong, we collapse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but we might not be the same. So that's why we pray for strong faith. We take refuge in God every day. The danger of not strengthening our faith is that we become subject to circumstances and temptations. We can learn a very important lesson from King Herod. King Herod, in this passage about John the Baptist, is not outright rejecting John, or rejecting the truth. He knows John's a holy man. He knows John is a righteous and holy man. He keeps John in custody. It seems to imply that he kept him in custody so that Herodias would not kill him. It's almost like protective custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. What we're given here is a picture of a man in indecision, a man of lukewarm response, a man who will not make a firm decision for or against. Now, it's easy to see why people do that, because we do this all the time. Well, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Well, if I, you know, I'll decide later, or I'll just forget. That's how we do it, so that we won't have to act on the truth that we know. When we weaken, it's very tempting to think that since Jesus Christ is not the same today as he was yesterday, he's not helping us the way he was helping us yesterday, we think, well, maybe we should compromise a little bit. Give in to a little bit of our spite or revenge or lust or greed or laziness or pride. We say, well, gee, if I lie about this, it would be better for me this time. Well, no, it won't be better. Sin is never the right answer, but that's how it looks. And when we're sitting in indecision, or let me put it this way, if we don't make a strong decision of faith, then we are vulnerable to the circumstances. And this would happen to Herod. Herod was thinking, well, maybe John's right. I don't know. Eventually I'll figure it out. I've got things to do. Besides, I kind of like the way things are. So he just keeps John as if he can put him in a box, as if he can box in the truth so that it won't disturb his conscience. It's indecision. And indecision leads to collapse. Indecision or weakness of faith or lukewarmness leaves us vulnerable to collapse. Because Herod is able to say, I don't know what to do with John, until he puts his foot in his mouth and makes this foolish promise to the dancing girl. And then everybody's looking at him. He feels like he has to fulfill his oath, which he doesn't have to because it was a rash oath. And he's overwhelmed by the pressure of the circumstances, because he didn't make a decision of faith before. He was under that pressure. Now, I'm highlighting this because this is valuable for us. If we're not firm in our decisions, something else is going to take over. Either the circumstances or the weakness of our own flesh, or some person who puts a social demand on us, and we'll collapse. John didn't collapse. John remained firm to the end. He could have gotten out of prison. He could have changed his ways. He could have avoided persecution. So could Agatha. Agatha could have avoided being martyred. She could have compromised. We never would have heard of her. She wouldn't be an example for us, but she could have saved her life for a few more years. But the example being given to us is, don't compromise. Be strong. Rely on Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday and today and forever. He'll be just as faithful to us tomorrow when we're suffering as he is now when we're in consolation. So strengthen, the scriptures are telling us, the church is telling us, strengthen your faith now. Trust in God now. Jesus, I trust in you. It is right there on the image of divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you now. I'll trust in you tomorrow. I'll trust in you forever, because you're the same. You're trustworthy yesterday, today, and forever. So with the witness of St. John the Baptist and the witness of the great St. Agatha, and with the negative example of King Herod before us, let us be firm in our decisions of faith and persevere.